With Montana News, I'm Madeline Broom. A Kalispell Republican has revived an effort to amend Montana's constitution in an attempt to fundamentally change the state's tax code. Critics say the policy is confusing and could leave a massive hole in the state budget. MTPR's Shaylee Rigger reports.
Representative Derek Skies says House Bill 261 is meant to protect taxpayers. It would amend Montana's constitution to say the state can only put in place three types of taxes: income, property, and sales. It would also limit the state by requiring only two of those taxes be in place at a time. Skies said the bill would create an avenue for a statewide sales tax, which he would support if income or property taxes were next.
You have to eliminate one to bring the sales tax.
Skies brought a similar bill in 2019 that died on the House floor. That legislation was expected to cost the state's general fund about $240 million each biennium. No one spoke in support of the latest version of the bill. The Montana Taxpayers Association, the Montana Budget and Policy Center, and Montana Women Vote oppose it. Bob Story is with the Taxpayers Association. He said the language of the bill is confusing and wondered if it would prevent the state from collecting excise taxes, motor vehicle fees, and others.
If it does, then of course you can see the hole that's going to appear in the state budget.
Lawmakers have yet to take a vote on the bill. I'm Shaylee Rigger, Montana Public Radio News.